It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It's back.
Just when you thought it was safe to get sick, comes a GOP healthcare plan that we all thought was buried. Night of the Living Bill. Scream in horror as Congress tries to take your healthcare yet again.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Night of the Living Bill, starring Barack Obama, Paul Ryan, the Freedom Caucus, and as the bill, this truck. Night of the Living Bill, coming soon to a... Wait, no, it just got killed again.
All you zombies hide your face.
The House plans to vote on Thursday on their bill to repeal and replace large portions of Obamacare. The sticking point up to this time was pre-existing conditions, which the 45th Oval Office occupant promised would be included.
Pre-existing conditions are in the bill, and I just watched another network than yours, and they were saying pre-existing is not covered. Pre-existing conditions are in the bill, and I mandated. I said it has to be. So we have, but we have now pre-existing conditions in the bill. We've set up a pool for the pre-existing conditions so that the premiums can be allowed to fall. We're taking across all of the borders or the lines so that insurance companies can compete. When I watch some of the news reports, which is so unfair, and they say we don't cover pre-existing conditions, we cover it beautifully.
So you're saying it's going to be pre-existing for everybody?
This has evolved over a period of 3 or 4 weeks.
So what I hear you saying is pre-existing is going to be in there for everybody. It's not going to be up to the
states. Pre-existing is going to be in there, and we're also going to create pools.
Okay.
And pools are going to take care of the pre-existing.
Despite those promises, the AHCA does not cover everyone. So Congressman Fred Upton and Billy Long came up with a fix. They added $8 billion to the measure to help cover insurance costs for the people with pre-existing conditions. Yeah, that'll be enough.
Paul Ryan put out a tweet saying that the MacArthur Amendment ensures that people with pre-existing conditions will get covered. That is a lie. Okay, he has to know that it doesn't do that. He has to be intentionally deceiving people when he says that it would do that, because by definition, what this amendment does is give the state an ability to opt out and create their own pools, which are a morass of problems for people at the high end of risk.
The Republicans have been talking for quite a while now, the conservatives, about reenacting some of these high-risk pools. The White House and congressional leadership are playing chicken with each other. Somebody's got to go and deliver the bad news, ultimately, that what they really intend to do is take away guaranteed coverage for pre-existing conditions. That means, you know, 14-plus million people who can expect to have cancer sometime in their lifetime would not be necessarily covered, or they'd be in one of these high-risk pools with, you know, premiums at whatever level.
Someone who was born with a sick kid like Jimmy Kimmel. You qualify as someone with a pre-existing condition.
Plus, the bill hasn't even been scored by the CBO yet. That hasn't stopped the GOP from intentionally misleading the public.
They've got to pass it today or they'll never pass it.
They got to pass it today or else they'll find out how bad the bill is if they actually read it. And then their constituents won't let them pass the bill. That is political day trading, and it's stupid and short-sighted. And it's never going to pass the Senate. So your statement that they want to go back to the district and say they repealed Obamacare is not something they're going to be able to say, because the senators are going to look at this and go, are you kidding me? What's wrong with you people?
In other news.
Look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision.
FBI Director James Comey testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee about throwing up in his mouth a little as the rest of the nation violently vomited. President Trump announced he'll visit Israel, the Vatican, and Saudi Arabia later this month on his first trip as president. That comes just a day after he inferred that Middle East peace will be easy.
Let's see if we can find a solution. It's something that I think is frankly maybe not as difficult as people have thought over the years, but we need two willing parties.
He's talking about solving a problem that has eluded every president in the modern era. Never mind any emperor of the previous eras.
And then, while hosting the Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas at the White House, he actually said,
I also applaud the Palestinian Authority's continued security coordination with Israel. They get along unbelievably well. I had meetings, and at these meetings, I was actually very impressed and somewhat surprised at how well they get along. They work together beautifully. But there can be no lasting peace unless the Palestinian leaders speak in a unified voice against incitement to violate and violence and hate. There's such hatred, but hopefully there won't be such hatred for very long.
If you appreciate these What's News reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, please consider making a donation. Our work is 100% listener supported, so we can't do it without your help. For more information, please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate.